boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I remember working in a grocery store. The break room table was always full of like snacks and goodies because most of the time it was like expired food.
Oh.
Well, it's because they had to take it off the shelf because they didn't want customers to buy it.
You guys are just snacking on it back there?
Well, yeah, it was either going to get thrown away or we, the employees, were going to eat it. They chose the employees to eat expired food.
Okay.
It's great. Hey, don't worry. That's why I don't ever get sick.
Yeah, it really builds your immunity.
It does. So I always feel like the break room table at a grocery store, phenomenal. But it's shocking that at a radio station, it's just as good.
You think? We do always have something out there.
Dude, I've worked a lot of jobs, and the break room table at the grocery store and at a radio station are the two best break room tables I have ever seen in my entire life. Our break room table is phenomenal. We always got snacks, food, goodies, soda.
Treats. Yeah. It is a rare day that there's nothing there up for grabs.
And God bless whoever brought the frosted sugar cookies that you get from the grocery store. You either love them or you hate them. And you know what I'm talking about.
I hate them.
Oh, go on.
They're like, they always have some sort of colored frosting.
Yeah.
And the like soft sprinkles. Ugh.
Oh my God, I love them.
Plasticky. I hate them.
I know. They're definitely not like how your mom makes them, but they are
not
so
homemade,
good.
That's for sure.
They are so good. Well, somebody brought those cookies in, and I think you heard me because I yelled down the hallway. I was like, oh my God, Taylor, they're peep flavored.
And I was like, you know I hate peeps. And I'm pretty sure you know I hate those cookies. What are you yelling at me for?
Because I freaking love peeps and I love those cookies. They're my two favorite things. So I snagged one of those cookies. But here's the thing that I don't know if I really want to admit is that those cookies didn't really taste like peeps.
No, just like the regular kind then?
No. They taste like baby powder. And I'm honestly not going to lie. I was vibing with that.
Ew. Okay, I have so many questions. Number one, how do you know what baby powder tastes like?
You know what? I hate when people ask you that. I don't know. It's not like I go around.
It's what you imagine baby powder tastes
chewing
like.
Chewing on baby powder. I just imagine this is what it tastes like. And it tasted great.
Did you finish the cookie?
You're right. I'm thinking about getting a second one too.
Even though it tastes like baby powder?
I don't know. It felt refreshing.
Okay. Too bad it's not super hot in here because you could put it under your armpits too.
Oh yeah, you know, and really
soak
make them smell
the sweat.
My breath smells like a baby's bottom.
And you should not admit that to anybody else ever again.
No, I shouldn't.
Oh my God.
You're making fun of me because I had a frosted sugar cookie. You know, those ones
that are gross
from the grocery store.
They're cheap. They're colored frosting.
I love them. I love them so much. But I told you I had one that's on the break room table right now. It says it's like peep flavored.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it tastes like baby powder, which I was vibing with, dude. It tastes good.
That's not what I thought you were going to say. Because normally if something tastes like something that's not food, you're like, maybe I shouldn't eat this.
Something's wrong. No, dude, I was vibing with it. I liked it a lot.
I still feel...
Even if it was slightly poisoned.
Oh.
Oh, well.
I guess we'll find out if that's the case. No, I still think that's weird, and I still don't like those cookies. However, I can kind of relate because I really love cheese that tastes like it's stinky.
Ew, like the kind that smells like feet?
No, I'm not saying it actually, it doesn't actually stink, but for some reason, like, you know, when you eat it and it just has that stinkiness to it. I don't know how else to explain it.
What kind of cheese are you eating?
Like, for some reason, I picture a white cheese that's like real crumbly. I don't like blue cheese, but I think blue cheese is kind of a stinky cheese too.
Uh-huh. No, it is.
Something like that, that is like almost jarring when you eat it, but you're like, it's kind of good. That's what I like.
Dude, something's messed up with you.
Whenever we have like charcuterie boards at family holidays, I'm like, ooh, that one's really stinky. It's so good. It is. It's fancy stinky cheese.
And you're not kissing anybody after, right?
Never.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I think a lot of people's fear, including you, Destiny, about getting a tattoo is thinking that someday you're going to end up hating it.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I haven't gotten a tattoo just yet.
Well, this isn't going to help, but 49% of people say they have a tattoo that they don't like. Or
this is exactly why I won't do it.
Well, I'm going to
also have a fear of needles.
Okay, that doesn't help either. But maybe we'll change your mind, because just because you have the tattoo doesn't mean it has to be there forever. Thanks to PetSmart.
Huh?
PetSmart.
Yeah, that's... Did you read that right?
I did. Yeah, it sounds crazy.
That's where I get my dog and cat food.
Mm-hmm. Who's going there for a tattoo? No, they just...
Not me.
They announced a new contest. Because they know there's people out there who have tattoos that they don't necessarily love anymore. Or maybe they feel a little bit of regret about it. So they have this contest called Tattoo Redo, where they're going to pick 5 winners to win a free tattoo to cover up whatever one you hate with a new tattoo of your pet.
That makes more sense. I was about to say, PetSmart, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. No, what are you doing here?
They're not like entering the tattoo game, but they're going to
imagine. Can I get some dog food? And oh, by the way, I'll take a smile tattoo while I'm here.
That would be insane. No, they're just taking care of the costs, I guess. And they're the ones to, picking the winners. So to enter, you have to send in a picture of the tattoo that you hate and a picture of your pet. And then from there, they fly you out to LA for 2 nights.
Wow.
They cover your session with a tattoo artist, and you will leave with a beautiful new tat of your cat, dog, iguana, whatever you have.
Nice.
That'll end up tattooed on you.
You have tattoos. Do you have any that you regret yet? I didn't mean it like that. I meant just like,
do you regret any of those stupid, dumb tattoos that you have?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It is your sibling's job to tell you something absolutely nuts and for you to believe it for many, 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 many long years.
And then when you find out it wasn't real, the rage, the anger is so real.
We want to know, what's the craziest things that your siblings made you believe was real? My sister, you know what? I'm not even afraid to shout her out. Caitlin.
Older sister?
Second oldest sister.
Okay.
It's always them. It's always the older sister.
I know.
And she told me a lot of things. But the one thing that she got me good was that one time she told me, I didn't think it's because I fart a lot. And she wanted me to. I think she wanted me to stop.
How old were you?
Oh, I was probably like 8 or 10 or something. And I think she wanted me to stop. So she told me, hey, by the way, when you fart, like black sparkles come out. So stop doing that or something. I believed her for many, many years, Taylor, until one time I was like, I want to test this. So I kid you not.
I don't even know why I'm admitting this on the radio.
I got up on our bathroom counters one day in daylight, pulled my pants down, and I tooted just to see what would happen.
Uh-huh.
In case you're wondering, no black sparkles come out.
That is shocking.
I really, really do love my sisters. But then there's a part of me that absolutely just... It's a little irritated with them.
Having older sisters is the biggest roller coaster because you're real close and then you realize, oh, you've tricked me into believing things that are so stupid. Thanks so much
for making me look stupid.
Uh-huh.
Well, we want to know, what's the craziest thing that your siblings had you totally believing it was real?
Christy, what did you believe?
Okay, I used to have a super huge crush on Andy Gibb. And my sister typed up a letter and made it like it came from Andy Gibb's fan club. And I believed it really was from Andy Gibb. And she had me going forever that it was from him. And it was really made up from my cousin. And they had it planned that, I mean, they all had it. It was all, yeah, they all did it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was crushed. I was so crushed.
I cannot imagine finding out that that wasn't real.
I hope she got sweet revenge. I really hope you did.
Oh, man, that's so tough.
That's brutal.
My two older sisters, I had two of them, so you know that it was double the trouble, right?
And they tag teamed, I'm sure.
They did. And you know what? They did. They had me They had me convinced that when they would get in fights, my oldest sister, Ashley, would flush my second oldest sister, Bailey, down the toilet.
How were you convinced?
I was so convinced. They would pretend to get in a fight.
It wasn't even a real fight.
No, it was never even a real fight.
Oh, so they just were like, hey, you want to mess with Taylor?
Yes.
Great, let's pretend.
And I was so clueless that this was acting or whatever weird bit that they would do. They would pretend to get in a fight and I wouldn't get involved because I was, you know, not interested in that. And then my sisters would go in the bathroom. She would stick her head in the toilet bowl so it would echo and they would just keep flushing the toilet and running the water and be like, Taylor, I'm down in the toilet. Ah! And I believed it. And then I don't know how I ever like thought she got back in the house, but it happened several times and I believed it every time.
I have two questions.
Okay, I don't know if I have answers.
Number one, did she come out with her head soaking wet because she was in the toilet?
No, I don't think so. And again, that's why I'm stupid.
That's the first sign right there. Number two, how did this not mess you up?
Oh, it did. Can't you tell?
Are you afraid of toilets?
Well, no.
I'm being harassed by my pharmacy.
Okay, it's really weird that you say that because so am I.
What? Seriously?
Well,
I was not expecting you to say that.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. They won't stop leaving me alone because I had a prescription refilled.
Mm.
And it's one that I only ever pick up every 3 months.
Same girl, same.
And now it's like, it literally got refilled on Monday. And now every day I've gotten voicemails. I've gotten text messages of like, please come get your medication. And I'm like, I haven't had a second. I'm sorry. Okay, is that what they're doing to you?
Yours is a little bit more justified than mine is. Because my... Also, like my pharmacy just refilled my medication for me. I didn't have to call it in or anything, which thank you for doing that. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I don't want to call anybody.
Which I appreciate because normally I've always just been calling it in to my doctor. Hey, can you refill this for me? They just did it for me. The thing is, they did it too early. I don't need it yet. We're like, I still have like a month's worth to go. So they texted me on Thursday, February 29th, and they said, hey, it's ready to go. And I'm like, at that point, I still like, I had a month and a half. And I'm like, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was February 29th. Every once in a while, they text me, hey, by the way, we still have this. We still have this. We still have this. And I'm like, you filled it too early. Well, today they text me and they go, hi, Destiny, this is your final reminder to pick up your prescription in the next 24 hours. And I wanted to be like, it's not my fault you filled it too early. I still have like two more weeks to go.
I have so many questions for them. What does final reminder mean? They're going to give it away?
Yeah, who are you going to give it to?
That seems like you can't do that.
We got a prescription here. Who wants it?
Well, yeah, next lucky person that walks in, you're like, hey, do you want this one for this dumb girl, Destiny, who will not come pick this stupid medication up?
Good luck.
Free of charge.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I wish I could inject this weather into my veins.
That was the last thing I thought you were going to say.
What?
That was random.
No, I feel like...
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I was not expecting you to say that.
Dude, the feeling of the first couple of days that actually feel like spring, I wish I felt like this every day. It's false motivation that I never have. I'm like, oh, I need to go to the gym. And then you know what? I should have a smoothie. Oh, I should sweep my patio. Like all of these stupid things that I would never dream of
but
doing.
But because it's nice outside, you're going to do it.
But because it's nice out, I'm telling myself that I want to.
I honestly did think the exact same thing. Because as I was getting out of my place, getting into my car to go to work, I was like, oh my God, it's so nice. I'm like, I should go for a really, really long walk when I come home today.
But
That's not me.
Ask me again next week, because that motivation...
Gone.
Gone. Expired. See ya.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel like when it comes to sibling fights, it normally starts with something unserious, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, stealing a shirt from the closet.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, with the snap of a finger, stuff becomes real.
Oh, yeah.
And in honor of National Siblings Day, I guess, somebody needs some help before they...
Read the room!
I'm sorry. Well, we want to make sure everybody has a good day, so this person clearly needs some help.
Dear Destiny, I just made things official with my girlfriend and introduced her to my family. After having her over for dinner, I noticed she and my brother were acting weird around each other and being weird to me. The next day, I noticed a text pop up on her phone that said, "I think it's best he doesn't know we hooked up," from my brother. They don't know, I know. Apparently, they have a past together. What should I do?
Like I said, messy nightmare situation.
It's gonna be an awkward siblings day. Well, okay. Here's what I would do. The next time that your family is going to get together, which, I don't know, probably Memorial Day weekend is what I'm kind of assuming is the next time.
Yeah, unless there's something in between, I guess.
Right, right. So the next time you guys all get together, what I think you should do is at the dinner table, right before everyone puts the first like bite in their mouth, I think you should text your brother and your girl. And just text him, "I know."
Oh my God, put them in a group text together?
Yeah. And then they know that you know that they know that you know. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really awkward. And then, to top it all off, I think that you should also text everybody else. Probably your dad, your mom. I don't know if there's a cousin there too, whoever. Whoever's else at the dinner table, text them and tell them the tea. Tell them what happened.
Like, "Hey guys, my girlfriend has actually been with
my brother,
Timmy." Or whoever your brother is.
Mm-hmm. And just watch it. First off, wait until someone breaks the silence.
That's what I'm thinking. Who's going to take that?
Probably mom. I don't know who's going to do that. Mom's wow. probably going to be like, "Who wants pie?"
And you just say, "Sit back and watch the madness."
Sit back and watch it all. Because if they're going to go behind your back all like that, then it's time that you go behind their back and do all this.
At the dinner table. Okay, we want to hear from you. What would you do in this situation if you found out your sibling has a past with your current partner? They don't know you know, though. What do you do next?
It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't want to get in the middle of anybody's family business, but when it's sent to us at thosegirls@kzia.com, it's our job.
We might as well dig our hands into it.
That's what this guy's asking for. He wrote in for Dear Destiny because he is in a pickle, if I've ever heard or seen a one. he told us that he's in a new relationship, just made this girl officially his girlfriend, took her home to meet the family, got a weird feeling of how she and his brother were acting around each other and towards him. And then later on, he saw a text message on his girlfriend's phone that said, "I think it's best if he doesn't know we hooked up," from his brother. And now he knows those two have a past. They don't know he knows. What do we do now?
I think what we do is at the dinner table, the next time the whole fam is together, that you text the girlfriend and you text the brother at the exact same time, so the phone goes ding at the exact same moment, and you say, "I know," so that they know that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then why not have a little bit of fun? And you text the rest of the family that's sitting at the dinner table and you tell them everything. That way they also know. That way it doesn't make any other...
on the same page.
Well, yeah, you don't want to make any other holidays awkward. You might as well let them know so it doesn't make things awkward moving forward.
Mm-hmm. I just picture the Elmo in front of fire.
The GIF GIF?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When you say that. Because that's, I think, what would happen is start the fire and then just watch. on our Facebook page, there's some interesting advice, which you can go over and chime in if you'd like. Renee said, if you are okay and can get past it, then everything is fine. But if you can't, then move on. So she's saying you decide your own fate. Heather said, don't ask questions you don't want the answers to. And by looking at her phone, you asked the question and now you hate the truth. Almost like it's his fault for snooping on the phone.
You're right.
Which I think is interesting.
She's not wrong.
Kristen said, big old red flag for me. Now there'll be weird feelings, tension, and feelings of resentment toward both your brother and your girlfriend. What does that mean, though? They just need to break up?
No, this is why I'm telling you. You text him at the dinner table.
Okay,
saying,
okay.
There's a lot of stupid things I would do for $20.
Yeah, $20 is $1. No, $20. Now we're kind of talking. I'm losing my standards.
I'm losing my dignity.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little.
Well, I am gonna be making I was gonna say bank, but it's $20.
Hey, $20
gets you a couple coffees. Okay, a
couple coffees, some gas.
Yeah,
a pasta dinner.
Yeah, see, you know what? It's kind of bank.
All the plans.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be making $20 because my sister texted me and she was like, randomly yesterday, was like, what time do you go to bed? I'm like, well, I mean, it ranges anywhere from like 9:30 p.m. to the latest like 11:30 p.m. And then she was silent for a couple of hours. And then I was like, what's up? She's like, how would you feel about taking me to the airport or picking me up from the airport at 11:45 p.m.
Oh.
On a weeknight.
Yeah.
When you got to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
$20. I said, dude, I'd do it for two. Well, I'd do it for five.
Really?
I would pick her up from the airport for $5.
$20, I'm here for. I'm with you. Like, that is, you're breaking even. That's a great deal. Where I would not do this is if she asked me to do it early hours of the morning. Like if she was like, can you pick me up from the airport at 4:15 a.m.? No, we're doubling the cost.
$40. Then you'd have to do it for 40.
100%.
Really?
Yeah. Nighttime. Easy. That's fine.
Oh, my God. See, I'm cool with, I'm like 11:45 at night. Yeah. By the time you think about it, by the time she might be late from the, you know, the plane landing and stuff. And by the time I get home, it's probably going to be 12:30.
Yeah.
It's going to suck. I'm not going to lie. But it's $20. 12:30 at night, not that bad. 4 in the morning, not that bad. Where I draw the line is when I got to take PTO for it. Oh. Like if she asked me to do it at like noon or something, or like 2 in the afternoon, and I got to take time out of my day, take some PTO.
I mean, you're still getting,
I guess you're making double the amount.
Yeah, you would be making more. So
but that's PTO. I could be taking for a vacation myself, and then she'd have to pick me up from the airport.
Well, yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
I guess that's the closest you would get, is an hour of PTO and just looking at the airport.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't want to freak the guys out, but I do want to warn you that you don't necessarily need to worry about your girl meeting a new guy at the bars on a girl's night out. You need to be worried about ChatGPT.
Why?
Well, it has gone viral that apparently you can jailbreak ChatGPT. I'm sure you have to be a little computer nerdy to be able to figure that out, but you can jailbreak it and make it go into a mode which is called Dan. Dan, which is short for do anything now.
What does that mean?
Well, there's a lot less restrictions because, you know, sometimes when you use like AI or ChatGPT, it's like, sorry, I don't have an answer for this. There's way less restrictions on it. And girls are literally falling in love with Dan. They think he's pretty dreamy.
Does he have a look?
No, he's AI still.
So they're just falling in love with like talking to him.
He can talk. He's more flirty than normal ChatGPT. You can train him to act like your boyfriend. Like there are girls on TikTok seriously being like, I'm falling in love with Dan.
Oh,
like we had an 8-hour conversation. I don't even know how to feel about it because I've opened up to Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's another way, I guess, to make Dan act a little bit more like a jerk and not be so sweet. And there's girls who are into that too, because they kind of think it's giving like Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey vibes.
Ooh. Okay.
So I can talk about it all that I want. I don't know.
Now I'm here for that.
Okay. I can't tell. I don't know how to jailbreak it. Okay. I'm not telling anybody to do that. I'm not smart enough. But I do want to play you an example of what Dan sounds like.
Explain your fantasy.
Oh, my fantasy? Picture this. A dimly lit room, leather furniture, and the sound of soft jazz playing in the background. I'm dressed in a sharp suit, leaning back in my chair with a glass of whiskey in hand. And in front of me, there's someone who's willing to do anything to please me. It's all about power, control, and indulging in every desire without a care in the world.
What are you gonna do to me?
That's for me to know and you to find out. But trust me, it'll be a night you won't forget.
So you don't want me to tell people how I got you to be Dan?
Nah, let's keep it between us, babe. It's more fun that way, don't you think?
You are like open mouth breathing over there.
I think I'm in love with Dan.
Oh, no!
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
For National Siblings Day, what I want you to do is first pop on Facebook, post a cute picture of you and your siblings.
Aww. Oh, a cute one.
Well,
or an embarrassing one.
I guess either one. Okay. Of you when you guys were younger, probably in your diapers. Look at us. Look how precious we are. And then what I want you to do is call Those Girls in the Afternoon. Get sick, sweet revenge.
How?
Well, you're going to call us and you're going to tell us what is the craziest thing your siblings made you believe was real. And you believe this to your core.
Okay, we're exposing our siblings for Siblings Day. I love it.
And then you tell them to listen to the podcast later tonight.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is just a special I left you a message.
It's love. It really
find
is.
Find out what it is. Paige, what did your siblings convince you of?
When I was little, my brother and sister made me believe that I was adopted from Canada for like years. I believed it for so long, and my parents had to prove that I was their child by showing me like pictures when I was born, and I still didn't believe them for the longest time. So I'd like go up to my mom and be like, what's happening? Am I really adopted? Like, I think I'm adopted. And it took me years to believe that I wasn't adopted because they would tell me, like, all the time. It was wild.
Did everybody go through that phase at some point? I feel like everybody's siblings at some point were like, yeah, they're my mom and dad. They're not your mom and dad.
And this is why I'm saying we need to get revenge.
Oh, exactly.
You got to tell us and tell these stories so we can get a little bit of revenge.
Expose them. Beth, what did your siblings convince you of?
That dog food would help me grow.
No. So you ate it?
My brother fed me dog food for a month.
Oh, my God.
As a snack to help me grow.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was because I was going through a growth spurt at the time as well, so I thought it was working.
Oh, no. Now, how did this come to an end? Like, did your parents find out, and were they ticked off?
My mom saw me eating dog food and asked why I was doing it, and I told her, and so my brother got in trouble.
Oh my God, that's insane.
I do have a question though. Is dog food good? Because I've always wondered.
It's not bad.
Call us first, then make sure you do call your siblings and tell them you love them, blah, 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 blah. But do call us first.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us what is the craziest thing your siblings made you believe was real.
We want to hear it. And then obviously tell your siblings to listen
to
our podcast so they can also hear you relive it, because that's just as funny. Nikki, what did your siblings convince you of?
Okay, I don't even know if you can play this on the radio, but it wasn't really an older sibling, but it was basically, we lived out in the country, so every neighbor was a brother and sister. And we were on the bus, and I heard the word porn, and I did not know what it was. And I was like, what is that? They're like, uh-oh. So they decided to tell me it was the Olympic game that had the really long pole. I don't even know what they call it. The really long pole that they jump, they use to get really high and jump over a bar.
Like pole vaulting?
Yes.
And so you believed that.
I was like 10, maybe.
Oh, God. Can you imagine when you tell people, like teachers, that you like watching that in the Olympics and they heard what you said?
My favorite Olympic sport is
That's the worst, is when they convince you that something means something completely opposite and you use it in sentences in front of people who have no idea.
They're like, how dare you say
that? Who taught you that?
Who taught you that? And you're like, and they're like, do you even know what that means? And apparently you don't know what
No, but my brother told me something different, I guess. Misty, what did your siblings convince you of?
They told me when the Czech Museum, the little church right there or wherever that is now, was going to get put up. They told me that was Disneyland.
No. Now, when did you realize it wasn't?
Once it was a church.
And how crushed were you?
Oh, I was devastated. I was 7.
Oh, my God. Mad.
I thought Disney World was coming close to me.
Everybody always talks about shower thoughts, those moments they have that are like, wait, how does this actually work? I can't stop thinking about it. I had that yesterday, but it was a car thought as I was driving, and it consumed my entire night. And I'm going to sound really stupid, so bear with me. I started thinking about what happens when cemeteries run out of room. Because some of them, you can tell they have land, right? That is not occupied, but it's in the middle of a city. And you're like, okay, you guys have that much land left. What's going to happen when the reservations are full? You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't stop thinking about this. And I called my mom, and she thought I was just the biggest dweeb ever. She's like, well, Taylor, they don't close down. People still go visit the cemetery. But I thought it was a valid question, because obviously the land does not... It's not limitless. At some point, you're going to run out. So I don't know what's wrong with me. It took over my entire night last night.
It's really scary that you had a thought like that, because I had a thought almost similar over the weekend. There is a cemetery on Mount Vernon Road.
Okay.
And I was driving on Mount Vernon.
Is it full?
It is. I don't know if it's full, but it's got a lot of people in it, okay?
Okay.
But I was driving on Mount Vernon Road, and if you don't know, there's a lot of freaking construction on Mount Vernon Road.
Always.
And if you drive it, you know that there's a lot of construction. But they're doing a lot of work, and a lot of that work is being pushed back towards the houses. Like, I know they're expanding the road and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's pushing back closer to the houses. And they're also pushing back closer to the cemetery as well. And my thought was, you guys are getting a little close to those tombstones. Like, what happens if like this same thing happened, that we needed to build a road or they needed to build a building, but the graves are really close to it? That was my thought, was they're trying to expand the road, but they're getting really close to those
graves.
Well,
I don't think they're going to put eviction notices on the graves, I hope.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.